Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Thai Law on a Thai Tuesday brought to you by Corvus Vodka, the official vodka of the Pro Football Hall of Fame, by your New England Chevy dealers. Together, let's drive. By Apex Entertainment. Visit 100,000 square feet of pure fun at Apex in Marlboro. And by 110 Grill. Visit one of the 34 locations throughout New England for modern American cuisine in a trendy, casual atmosphere. And speaking of trendy and speaking of casual, here is the great Ty Law. Good morning, Ty.
Good morning, guys. Good morning. It's, hey, great day today. Ty Tuesday is great. We all positivity. We got to talk about some of the BS, though, but it's all positive today, man. That was a great win.
Well, yeah. I mean, let's get to the positive. We'll save the BS for later. But, I mean, that is – it's being called a signature win. It's got Wiggy declaring that they're going to win the division. It's got Scheim declaring that Drake May is going to be the MVP. So, should we pump the brakes a little bit, or is this a huge signature win for the football team?
No, that is a huge win, Greg. Guys, I can say this: Drake May, he keep playing like that. I don't know. I'm gonna slow down on MVP, but he going to the Pro Bowl. He keep doing that. We got us a Pro Bowl quarterback on our hands, everybody. So, I mean, I'm so excited about what they're doing and how they pulled that off. Like I said last week, you got to go out there and beat the team. You know, they're the team that everyone was talking about. So they put on a masterful performance as far as a good team win. But Drake May, man, I ain't getting tired of saying it. That's the real deal right there, man. We got us a damn quarterback.
Yeah.
And next 15 years, as long as he stay healthy, 15 years, we got us one.
And the reason why I say I like their chances in potentially winning the division and is because when you look at their schedule, they only have really 2.5 hard games. They got at the Bucs and then the Bills again at home. And I throw the Ravens in there, but I don't know what the Ravens are going to be because of the injury on defense with all those guys and Lamar. So when you look at that, even if you want to say they got 3 really hard games left,
That's all
they got left. I agree, man. Like the Ravens, they ain't looking about nothing right now. So, I mean, I can see the Patriots, they can sneak up in there. I don't think they're going to sneak up. They're going to kick the door down, and they're going to make the playoffs. You know, if they can pull it off again, especially they get them at home now to get Buffalo later in the season. Hey, they could win this division. I'm excited for them. They still – they got to fix that defense now. I mean, we going to stay positive. I'm going to try to stay positive. But they need to fix some stuff on defense, man. Every time, I don't know why, Wiggy, that they do not get up in guys' face and challenge them and play tight coverage. And when they did play tight coverage, that's when they got the interception. You know what I mean? I was watching them. So I'm like, they need to just, you know, trust themselves, trust the defense, and just play man to man. Playing so damn soft. I can't stand when I see corners playing so soft. It really makes my blood boil, guys, so I apologize.
But, Ty, how do you make sure, if you're Mike Vrabel or the leaders in that locker room, that you don't get so high off this win that you now look at a Saints team that you should beat and maybe play down to them? I think that's been a problem with this Patriots franchise for the last couple of years, where they play down to opponents that they're better than.
I don't think Mike Vrabel's going to let that happen, because he's going to bring you back to reality when you go in there, because everybody's riding high right now. But I guarantee you the low lights is coming. They're going to have the low lights, and he's going to put it on there. So don't get too up. let's enjoy the win, but he's going to show some plays that they should have got back, and he's going to put you on blast in front of everybody. So it was not a perfect game, but I want to send a shout-out to Stephon Diggs, too. That's how you play when you play your former team, man. And I told you, Wiggy, he's getting his swag back. Yeah, I told you. I mean, you might not necessarily need that number one guy that you think you need, because Stephon, he's getting that swag back right now, and I love the way he played.
If he can play like that all year, you know, I mean, he might not be the dynamic number one, but he's a legit number one if he can continue that.
Absolutely, and the way that Drake is playing and he's spreading that ball around like that, I mean, even when we say Tom Brady-esque, and we said it, guess what? On the stat sheet, no touchdowns, no interceptions, but the toughness that he displayed when he was, because he was getting hit, I love how he gets up just like Tom. He gets right up. He don't get up slow. He just get up right up like ain't nothing happened, man. I love what I see from this kid.
Another fumble from Ramondre Stevenson, and then you've got Antonio Gibson out for the season with the ACL. What do you do there?
That's where I was coming with the bull crap. So, yes, Ramondre Stevenson, yeah, you got two touchdowns, man, but you got to stop. You got to stop turning the ball over. I mean, this is getting ridiculous. You know what I mean? For him to go back in and give you the ball because someone else was down. But, I mean, you don't want to lose trust in the locker room, and you're on your way if you haven't already lost that trust, especially with the offensive coordinator and head coach. But they're going to have to go out there and get another running back, because I don't know if we can trust them. You know, because this is not a this year problem. This has been a problem for a couple of years with him. And I love the way he plays, but right there, you lose value, you know, when you get the ball back.
Ty, what do you think it is with Vrabel? Like, and I kind of asked him this question because you know how it was when we played with Bill, like, you do that, you're going straight to the gulag, in the hole, we might not see you for the rest of the season. But Mike has done a good job of giving guys a little bit longer leash. And I asked him, is that because he's a former player and he kind of understands the difficulty and what comes with playing the game?
I think that, yes, as a former player, because, you know, you expect so much, you know, out of yourself. And when you have a coach that hasn't played, because I've had to tell a coach, Bill, before, it's like, hey, have you ever covered Randy Moss? Do you know what you're asking? You know what I mean? You know, on certain situations, on this technique. So sometimes, you know, when you get a coach who's never played at this level, he is just a coach. I don't care what you've seen before, but Mike Vrabel being a player, he knows what Ramondre might be feeling. So he's trying to give him, you know, another chance. You know what I mean? You got to redeem yourself. But at the same time, you can't hurt the football team. So you have a player's coach who's been a player at that level. He's fought hard to get where he's at, you know, as a player and as a coach. So, yes, Ramondre, he better be happy that he doesn't have Bill Belichick, I tell you that, because he wouldn't be seeing the field like this and getting other opportunities. So I give all the credit to Mike Vrabel for sticking with him and giving him an opportunity to try to get his confidence back.
Ty, Mahomes and the Chiefs 2-3, rough start to the season. Do you think that this is the year the end is coming for their brief little dynasty here?
Absolutely. I don't think that, I mean, they're not looking good. Anything can change. It's still early in the season, and we can't forget that is Patrick Mahomes over there, and he shows some signs that he still got it. You know, I think, you know, Travis Kelce, he's getting a little bit longer in the tooth, but he's still, you know, productive. But it just isn't the same spark that it used to be. Defensively, they're not as strong. So I think that they're on the downside. If they can pull it off, this will definitely be their last time. But I can't see the way they're playing right now, and the teams that are getting better, I can't see anyone fearing Kansas City at this point. They struck fear in people before they stepped on the field. You can see that teams are not afraid of them anymore. They're not worried about the big names, the Kelces, the Patrick Mahomes. They're not worried about that. So I think this is the end for the Kansas City Chiefs.
We were talking earlier about A.J. Brown being unhappy in Philadelphia, and You're a guy who from time to time may have attempted a public negotiation, a renegotiation or two. Is what does a guy does bringing a guy to a team like this worry you at all, or do you feel like Wiggy was saying earlier, change the scenery and guys are completely different, and Steph Diggs is an example of that?
Absolutely. Bringing, if you can get A.J. Brown and pair him with Stephon Diggs, bring him. And then, you know, A.J. Brown knows what he's doing. He know he just get that new contract, guaranteed a lot of money. And if you look at it, it's like, hey, every receiver wants the ball. So he's not doing anything that no other receiver would do in the same position. You know, I mean, Keyshawn wrote a damn book about it. Come on, throw me the damn ball. Now, that's going public. You know, he's trying to write a bestseller about it. But that's just the receiver position, and he wants to feel a part of the game. So if he's not, he's going to say something about it. Hell, he got enough, like I said, he got enough guaranteed contract that he can say what he want to say, and they just going to have to deal with it.
Ty,
I got one question for you guys, too, because, I mean, I just want to throw this out there. Who the hell is the guy that is in charge of the game clock? Because, you know, when they left 1 second on there, somebody need to call that out. You going to tell me you going to push the button right at 1 second to stop the clock instead of just, well, nobody even missed that, and you gave an opportunity for us to score. So shout out to the guy in Buffalo who run the score clock. You know, and left 1 second on there. We appreciate you, man, whoever you are, man. From all Patriots fans everywhere, we appreciate you. But I know, don't take your ass outside in Buffalo, because that was just dumb.
That Hunter Henry should have, like, that was on him, I thought, in that play where he waited to turn around. You had to know there was only 4 seconds, because Drake threw it right away.
Yeah.
I mean, I agree. I was shocked there was still a second on the clock when they let them kick the field goal. But Hunter Henry played
no matter what happened on that. No matter what happened on that play, the guy who pushed the damn button.
Right.
You didn't even have to push the button to say 1 second. Just let it go. You know what I mean? So I was like, yeah, thank you. Thank you. Because I didn't understand that one.
Yeah.
Time for the most entertaining play of the game, which is brought to you by Apex Entertainment. Visit 100,000 square feet of pure fun at Apex in Marlboro. What do we want to have in the running here?
So I think Ty brought up earlier the Marcus Jones interception should be up there. I think that absolute laser beam to Stephon Diggs on the
Steph Diggs rollout. Yeah. That pass was, and he waited for him, and he was under pressure. Yep. That to me was the play of the game. But you're right about the interception.
Absolutely, I agree with you on that one, Greg. And you can see that, like, the veteran, you know, player that he is. So, you know what? Get open and get downfield, you know, and the way he toe-tapped.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
A couple catches out there, man. Stephon was on fire. I mean, 10 catches, man. Hey, that he's going to be great, you know, for Drake May. He is going to be great for him to have that veteran there. So, again, Wiggy, if they get another wide receiver to pair with that, man, Patriots, man, we got a chance. Anything happening in the new season in the playoffs, you never know how deep they can go.
Right.
I want to
stay healthy.
Since Wiggy and Chime have already booked the duck boats, I want to get you on record here. So on October 7th or whatever it is today, do they win the division? Yes or no, Ty Law?
Yes, I'm going yes. I say they can win the division because I mean, think about it. The Jets,
stink.
Nothing. Only thing they have to worry about is Buffalo. So now they, you know, they feel confident they can go out there and beat them. You know, of course, they're going to get better as well. I mean, who else? It's no one to worry about but Buffalo in the division.
Yeah. The Jets stink. Miami stinks.
Okay. And is Drake May the MVP?
Of the season? For the whole NFL?
Yeah, that's what Chime said in his lead this morning.
I said he can be. The way he's playing, and normally, especially recently, it just goes to the best quarterback on the best team, and your schedule stinks. If you win the most games and win your division, there's a chance he is an MVP candidate.
Right, yeah, I mean, I think he might be in the conversation, but no, because even with a great performance like this, they're still going to look at the stats. You know, even with this great win, zero touchdowns. At the end of the day, they're going to look at those type of things too. And then when you have another team that's going to be in the playoffs and you look at Josh Allen and you look at some of the other quarterbacks, they're going to have the numbers as well. It's not just about wins and losses when it comes to quarterbacks. It's the numbers. And sometimes we get caught up into the stats. So I just don't know if his stats, you know, are going to be like if he doesn't score more touchdowns. You
but
know what I mean?
Again,
but
last
I agree
year,
that he's
going to
be in the conversation.
Last year, Lamar had way better stats than Josh Allen. Josh Allen was still your MVP because he had more wins.
Look at how he was playing, though. Like I said, it's not all about stats. It's everything in totality. But you still got to have stats to back it up. I don't know how his stats are going to be at the end of the day because he spreads the ball around. But you still got to put touchdowns out there. You got to do that. You know, decrease interceptions. He doesn't have a lot of interceptions, but you have to have touches. I would love to see him get MVP. I would absolutely love it, but I just think it's a little too soon to start talking MVP. I can say Pro Bowl. I'm very confident in saying that we have us a Pro Bowl quarterback in New England, and, you know, Tom is gone, so we have something to look forward to in the future, and we got our guy.
That is this week's Drake Take from Ty Law, presented by your New England Chevy dealers. Together, let's drive. All right, Ty Law. Well, it's exciting. I mean, that is undeniably a big win. There continue to be the naysayers who tell me the Bills just blew this one, and everybody has an off week, and that's all it was. So we shouldn't get too excited about it.
No, the Pats.
Yeah, well, we deserve to get excited around here. Like I'm excited. Look, I'm on the West Coast. It's 5:30 in the morning out here, right? I'm excited. I'm ready to go work out or something. The Patriots. Hey, I'm looking forward to this. I can't wait to get back there to tailgate. It makes it more fun for everybody. I'm tired of talking about what they should have done, what they could have done, and reminiscing about the old days. Damn it, we can talk about the Patriots right now. Mike Vrabel, we gotta give them their flowers. Now we gonna bust them down if they don't play well, but we gotta give them their flowers today.
All right, Ty Law, it is always a pleasure. Great to hear your voice. We'll talk to you again next week.
All right, guys, later.
Listen up, football fans! You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.